run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. We'll look back at a very exciting weekend of soccer in Rochester with Rhinos president and COO Pat Erkley and the heroine of the WPS title match, the WPS goalkeeper of the year, Ashlyn Harris, from the champion Western New York Flash. In addition, Dick Howard is back from his travels around the world, and he'll be here with all the latest international soccer news. And speaking of international, here's our international host, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and thank you very much for the kind words. But, you know, we talk about soccer in Rochester, and I think that we have experienced the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory because, you know, the Rhinos went down to Harrisburg, and, you know, there's no more soccer in Rochester. And the
Flash outdoor soccer.
Outdoor soccer, okay. But... now we have to concentrate on the indoor soccer with the Rochester Lancers, of course, a team that is dear to my heart and in names and in affection. And of course, you know, we talk about the Rhinos a little bit, and I really don't know what happened. I thought that Harrisburg came to play. I thought that the Rhinos, they just went through the motion in many instances. And, you know, the pandemonium that happened on the field, the referees and all that kind of thing made for an entertaining first half that saw everything happening, two red cards, three red cards. And, you know, yellow cards and...
Three goals.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a big game in the first half. The second half... I think not a great game in a sense, but an exciting tempo of the game.
It's interesting that the Rhinos' first half was extremely exciting and had so much going on. The second half was just, I don't know what happened. I think the team settled down, and the Rhinos left it too late. They should have, I think, come out a lot more strongly in the first 15 minutes. But the Flash... the most exciting thing that happened in the first half of the Flash game was the WPS Squirrel, who now has over 500 followers on Twitter, which is insane. And but, the second half picked up. So yeah. It was almost like a tale of two halves in both matches.
But Andrew, you know, to tell just the way it is, I'm sure that Coach Lilly explained the whole thing, at least what we read in the newspaper, and what we saw and what we heard on the television and in his interview. He said that pretty well. They says it seemed like they were demotivated and they just didn't execute. And, you know, when the change that he made those changes because he wanted to bring some fresh legs on the field, but Andrew Hoxie hardly touched one ball. He went well. No, that's not the truth. I mean, he touched several balls, but the reality of the thing that they didn't open themselves up. They clogged the middle, or they clogged the right hand, the right side of the field. What the coach was screaming to them is them to open up, to take the defense open right. up the defense.
With only
they didn't do that.
Field players right. with all that space.
Exactly.
That's what they needed to do. Use the entire width of the field to tire out Harrisburg. But Harrisburg, they played a lot like Philadelphia Independence did. They tried to just bottle the game up in that second half. The Independence did that the whole match. But the Harrisburg team did very well. They executed with eight players, and they will play Orlando Saturday for the USL Pro Championship. And I think Orlando is a heavy favorite in that match with the loss of two Harrisburg stars. And that, I think that franchise has been the best team in the league all year. And I think they're going to come away with a win.
Isn't that ironic? Who owns their franchise?
Stoke City is their
Stoke
partner.
City. Well, yeah, but to us.
Well, not anymore. Chris Economides is...
Steve Donner.
Steve Donner's no longer there. He's gone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's no longer with Orlando. So, but the other team, the Richmond Kickers, who lost to Orlando, they have a gigantic match Wednesday at Toyota Park in the U.S. Open Cup semifinals against the Chicago Fire, a team that has struggled all season. So Richmond certainly has a chance to get big hardware. And if they do that, they would qualify for the CONCACAF Champions League next year.
That would be great.
That would be incredible for the USL to see multiple teams, because Puerto Rico has been in the past, but this would be huge, in Montreal too. But we got to talk about the Flash as well. And by the way, Dick Howard is going to be on tonight. We're going to get all the international news. We're going to talk about Manchester United and Manchester City and strikes in Italy and all sorts of things. But that match yesterday, Joe, was
Saturday, I mean.
Saturday, yeah. Yesterday, well, I watched the replay again yesterday. I had to relive it. But it was just such a match for the ages, and it went all the way to the end. It was almost like the Japan U.S. U.S. team was like the Flash, and Japan was like Independence from the World Cup, because Philadelphia never gave up. I thought the match was over. The Flash was totally dominant in the second half. And then they got that goal for Amy Rodriguez through Ashlyn Harris's legs to change the whole complexion of the match. Philadelphia dominated the extra time, and the Flash were very fortunate that they were the Philadelphia did not execute on their final shot. They only tested Harris once, actually twice. They scored on one of them, and then in penalties, Harris took over the game, and she did incredibly well.
You know, the whole scenario of the penalty. And, you know, nine shots were taken, and the tenth was saved, right? And Ashlyn Harris, I mean, she had a couple of opportunities to save the ball. One she touched with her hand and went in. The other one, she went for it. She guessed right to go. She just was not on time to catch the ball. But, you know, they were great. You know, the shooters, they were composed. They went to they knew exactly what they were doing, and that, you know, they had different strategy. All the shooters had different strategies, and you got to compliment Philadelphia too, because they did a great job. I mean, just you know, the Flash didn't beat just a team. They beat a good team,
a very good team.
So when you talk about victory, you know, sometimes you win because you got the better player. Sometimes you win because you know you beat a good team, and that's what the Flash did. They beat a great team because they came here to play and to win. You know, they didn't come over here just for. Having a passeggiata, to have a little walk. So as much that I want to compliment the whole Flash staff, the players, the coach, and everybody that took part in, and us included, because we were really fans, and we are fans of the Flash, and we did what was required of us, and they brought soccer in Rochester to a different level. You know, that's the first time that the women team has been in Rochester. It's the diversity. I was amazed to see that, the 10,000 plus people that were there, how many kids were there, how many moms and dads, how many shirts were there. To see the big line for waiting for everyone back to sign autograph. I mean, that's something that should go down in history in Rochester, because that's the beginning of something great.
Well, the World Cup certainly helped that. I think the Olympic Games, we'll see how that affects things. I know there's going to be a lot of decisions made in the offseason about scheduling, about players. Are all the players going to be playing in the WPS next year because of the Olympics? Are they going to rework the schedule? We're going to find that it's going to be decided down the road, not too long, I think, but down the road a little bit. We're going to get to talk to Ashlyn Harris, top of the hour. We're going to get everything from her and talk to her about the match. We got to also mention the big news that came out today. Talking about indoor soccer, the Rochester Lancers will officially be reborn November 4th in Syracuse at the Syracuse War Memorial. The Silver Knights are the team from Syracuse, coached by former Rhino captain Tommy Tanner and also general manager. He's the man with that franchise. We know who's going to be playing for them. We're going to find that out, I'm sure, very soon. But November 4th, it's a Friday evening. The home opener for the Lancers will be against the same Syracuse Silver Knights Saturday, November 19th at the Blue Cross Arena. More information will be coming. It's an eight-team league. Chicago is definitely going to have a team. I think it's good because it balances. Each team's going to have a travel partner. It balances the league out. I'm looking forward to it, Joe. It's going to be exciting. I know we're going to be there at that home opener and that opening match.
That's for sure. And you know, it's really exciting to have, you know, soccer, you know, indoor soccer in Rochester again, because I think it's got the making to bring back soccer, indoor soccer, to the what we experienced before in the time when you had Jungul, Segura, and all those people in New York that are playing for the New York Arrows.
Chila, yeah. DeRico, Messing.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting, you know, to put it in those terms, to see what kind of team the Lancers is going to have. You know, they already have the coach, they have the assistant coach, so they already have the base for it now. They got to bring the players in, and it's going to be interesting to see how many Rhinos players are going to be wearing the Lancer uniform. So
it'll be very interesting.
It's going to be great.
And we'll be covering them, of course, throughout the off season, and we'll also, as we always do, we'll have our focus on international soccer. That'll be going on all throughout the fall, winter, and spring. And the man who's going to help us with that every week is our good friend, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. He'll be up next with the international report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Rules must be obeyed. The judges will decide. The likes of me abide. Spectators of the show always stay alone. The game is on again.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650. Get all your Rochester Lancers gear. Get you ready for the upcoming season starting on November 4th in Syracuse as the Lancers play the Syracuse Silver Knights. Let's go up to Toronto. How you doing, Dick?
Great. Still recovering. What a weekend. And you seem to have had quite the game with the Flash. My congratulations to everyone in the Flash organization. But did I read right? 10,461 in attendance?
10,461. Those are all real ticket buyers, too. There's no season ticket holders in there.
And the other one, Dick, that we played Magic Jack, there was 15,404.
Excellent, Joe. This is tremendous. I'm sure everybody in the organization is just delighted. And, of course, with the end result, a lot of drama by the sound of things.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the match, Dick, but I tweeted when I was up in the box, the Canadian connection, Chandice Chapman to Christine Sinclair for the Flash's goal. So,
but it must have been devastating because the Philadelphia tied it up, what, 2 minutes to go?
3 minutes to
three
go,
minutes
yeah.
to go, yeah.
So, Karina LeBlanc was doing the sideline reporting for Fox Sports Net, and I had a chance to talk to her after the match, and she was ecstatic. He was hanging out with Christine and Candace, and she was just having a great time.
No, it's great. The deadly duo, I see, top the goal scoring charts, Marta and Christine Sinclair. So, all in all, a great season. But again, Joe, we've talked about this, haven't we? The importance of having somebody who knows what they're doing between the posts. And the goalkeeping again, obviously, with the save by Ashlyn Harris.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, no doubt about it. Both the goalkeepers and both team, you know, the Flesh and Philadelphia, they were great. I mean, you can't take nothing away from Philadelphia because, you know, she did what she had to do. But Ashlyn Harris, she came out with the save of her life. I mean, that won the game.
So we're going to have her on at the top of the hour.
So, no, you know, again, from a goalkeeper... From a goalkeeper perspective, you know how she must feel because she won the game, actually. Yeah.
Well, you talk about penalty kicks, Joe, and Andrew, attest to this. You know, Tim Howard saved one. One was missed in Everton's narrow win at the weekend, which was tremendous, and Everton won it with a goal in injury time. So the importance of penalty kicks, you know, whether you're stopping them or scoring them, was certainly in evidence over the weekend.
I'm sure you were pretty. You were very happy that Everton got their first win. There was a little bit of controversy, though, on that call that led to the Everton penalty in stoppage time. But it was quite a weekend in
never
English soccer.
Controversy with Everton, Andrew. You should know that there's no controversy with Everton.
Of course, never ever. But there was just so much to talk about. But I got since I'm in charge at the moment. Let's start with what's good and bad about what happened on Saturday at Stamford Bridge. Obviously, Chelsea winning 3-1 is a great result over Norwich, who played very well. But I watched that collision with Didier Drogba and John Ruddy, the keeper from Norwich City. That was frightening. That was just, it was basically Ruddy went to punch the ball, and instead of punching the ball, he punched Didier Drogba right in the head.
This is one of the things, Andrew, now in respect of concussions, you know, and players getting concussions, not only in soccer, but also, obviously, in American football. There's a lot of concerns now. Sidney Crosby, arguably one of the greatest ever hockey players, is still out with a concussion. And when you see collisions like that and with the Drogba situation, it just draws attention to that in a flash, you can have a very critical situation, and I know there's a lot of concern in the world of sports with regards to concussions, and especially young players.
Well, Joe, you on the field, you mentioned the Flash. Tasha Kai was knocked out.
Oh yeah,
she got hit with an elbow from Brittany Bach going for the ball, and she laid down for about 5 minutes on the pitch, Joe.
And she wasn't scary. After that. She was not herself again because eventually she ended up coming back with a leg injury, a foot injury. But she was not her aggressive. Her style of play was aggressive. She was fast and stuff like that. And after the injury, you know, after the collision, she just she still went back in. I was surprised that they sent her back in. Because
that's a good point, Joe. Because I think when you see concussions and you see players, you know, that return to the game, you just wonder because you never know what those secondary effects are. And you will know better than anyone, of course,
definitely
with looking after the health of the Lancers over the years.
Yeah, I tell you, I was very surprised at that because she led for a good 5 minutes, and then they took her out and they examined her. They examined her on the bench, and, you know, and the trainer was looking in her eyes and stuff like that. And she wasn't responding in the beginning, but then as time went by, she began to respond. And I was surprised they put her back on the field because, you know, it just like you said, in a collision, you know, it's the after effect that really matters because at the moment you might recover a little bit, but if your brain is shook, it might take a little time to get the effect. So,
and especially if you're knocked unconscious, you know, if you lose consciousness, you've got to have grave concerns. And it's certainly, I think there's going to be more on this issue in the world of sports because it's certainly getting a lot of print here in Canada, and I know in the States with regards to various professional sports and these kinds of injuries.
But Dick, you know, in the past we didn't have that much. They much stuff like that. So is it because the game has changed? It's more aggressive? And, you know, what do you think?
I think it went on in the past, but it went undiagnosed, you know, and now there's a lot more concern with what happens, you know, and as you mentioned, you know, with the fact that the brain is possibly going to suffer some trauma with regards to a collision or whatever it may be. And I always get concerned when I see players, you know, contesting a high ball and they're both heading one another, or elbows that come into play, or goalkeepers that obviously not intentionally make contact with players. And I think it's just a greater awareness now, but I'm sure it went on in the past. And I can recall getting concussions and sort of wandering around not knowing what I was doing. I'm sure a lot of people felt I was doing that most of the time. But things like that, I think it's a lot more sophistication and a lot more concern with any kind of injury to the head. And that's what brought the awareness, certainly, to the modern game.
Well, certainly. I mean, we all wish Tasha Kai the best. And, of course, Didier Drogba, that's a scary injury. But let's talk about the other scary thing that happened on Sunday. I was listening to the Manu Arsenal game on the radio. We're going out to a function. And when we got there, it was Manu 3, Arsenal 1. And Arsenal had just missed a golden opportunity to make it 3-2. Mm-hmm. Later on, I look at the scoreline, 8-2. And I'm like, what in bleepy bleep happened here? And then Man City winning and in London against Tottenham 5-1. Those are incredible results. And what does it bode, Dick, for the rest of the league at this point?
Well, I think, you know, you don't expect those kind of results, certainly in the Premiership. You know, it does happen occasionally, but Arsenal's worst defeat since 1896. I know, read that up. They lost 8-0 away to Loughborough Town in Division 2. But this is the modern game. This is not what you expect. But when you look at the team that Arsene Wenger had to put out, you know, with the recent transfers, you know, with the Nasri and the Fabregas situation, injured players, suspended players, and Manchester United just ran amok, you know, it could have been even more. And you hate to see a game going into double figures. But I felt for the Arsenal players because they were on a hiding to nothing against the Manchester United team that arguably is drawing comparisons with the Busby Babes way back when.
Well, you know, I would think that from a player point of view, I want to score as many goals as I possibly can, mm-hmm. because they probably got a bonus and, well, you know, how many goals they score.
Well, the thing is, it's not just that. It's also goal difference. Right now, yeah. Manchester United is on top of the Premiership with a plus 10. Man City has a plus 9. Yeah. So I think it's really getting... Man U is looking to be top of the table at this point.
Well, you know, probably that's what it is. But from my point of view, is that when you beat a team, you don't want to embarrass the team either, because that's just my approach.
That's because you're such a nice guy, Joe. Yeah. But this is not about niceties. This is about, especially that it's Man U and Man City at the top of the table right now. But Dick, I think the match obviously everyone's circling now in their calendar is September 19th, Chelsea visits Manchester United. The rumor is that Peter Cech will be back in action. He's out right now with an injury, but he's looking to be back for that match. And I tell you, if Man U could do that to Chelsea, the league better look out, because it could be a runaway by Manchester United.
Yeah, well, they're certainly playing very well, and I think we've alluded to these young players that they brought into the squad. They were on loan, you know, Cleverly and company this past season, and they've come in and shown so much maturity, blended in, of course, with the likes of Wayne Rooney and company. But it has been a great opening to the season for Manchester United and for Manchester City, and there's a lot of fans, of course, are just waiting for that derby game, of course, to be very much a must-see situation. But I think it's just going to make it a very competitive season, and the three teams we've mentioned are certainly going to be in contention. I'm surprised with Tottenham had a sluggish start, but they will bounce back, and it just means that sad to say that all the Arsenal fans who are in, I know, all parts of the world, that I don't think they're going to be in contention this season. Arsene Wenger has got to do a little bit of damage control here, and whether it'll make some signings, we'll wait and see. But certainly, it's an uncharacteristic result against an Arsenal team. You don't expect that, that's for sure.
Certainly not. And well, I guess we'll see what happens. We all thought Chelsea was going to run away with the league, and then Man City beat them about the fifth or sixth match of the season. So we'll see what happens. But, Dick, before we let you go, one big bit of news up north where you're going to be, probably, I would imagine, at BMO Field on Friday night, Canada starting their 2014 World Cup qualifying campaign, hosting St. Lucia, and then the Maple Leafs will go down to Puerto Rico and face former Rhino Noah Delgado and his Puerto Rican team down in the home of the Puerto Rico Islanders in Bayamon. So Canada already getting started.
Yeah, I was in St. Lucia last week doing some work for FIFA, and St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis and Puerto Rico are three countries I've been working with over the past year, and of course they're all in the qualifying group with Canada, so needless to say I'm getting a lot of ribbing from these three countries as to what's going to happen. So it remains to be seen. You know, you would obviously put your money on Canada, but these countries have shown rapid strides in recent years, and I think there's going to be some upsets, not necessarily in this group, but in some of the other groups in CONCACAF as we get on the road to Rio.
Well, Dick, just before we let you go, I would be very remiss if I didn't ask you about the transfers and the Italian league. What is your take on this?
Well, there's one thing, Joe, that's really impressed me in recent weeks. I saw sort of a little feature on Di Natale, you know, from Udinese.
Yes.
And I was just so impressed with the way he, you know, sort of talked about his philosophy in playing for Udinese rather than going to the big clubs, leading scorer and a quality professional. And I just was very impressed by him. And of course, he was very much a feature in the game against Arsenal, of course, when he missed the penalty kick. But I'll talk to you in future weeks about the rest of the transfer situation, but Di Natale, he impressed me.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on. Next week we're going to have a taped show so we can all have the weekend off. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks, and we'll certainly have a lot more to discuss regarding the EPL and UEFA qualifying for the 2012 in Poland or Ukraine and everything else going on in the world of soccer. Thanks very much, and have a great holiday.
Great. Thanks, guys. And again, congratulations to the Flash on a magnificent season. Thank you.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the WPS Goalkeeper of the Year, Ashlyn Harris of the champion Western New York Flash, on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We're going to switch things up a little bit on the show. We're going to go right now to the president and COO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkley. We'll get Ashlyn Harris on in our final segment. Just trying to get her. She's probably still celebrating, Joe, for the.
You never know.
And getting ready to go on to the off season. So let's bring in right now the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. And Pat's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets right now with some special deals at rhinosoccer.com. You can hear all about those and call 454-KICK for more information. Pat, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How are you, Pat?
Okay, hanging in there. You know,
are you relaxed now? Everything is over?
Obviously, we would have liked to have gone to the final with the Rhinos, but it was nice to win the first championship, actually, that one Rochester team has won at Salem Stadium.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Well, you know, Pat, the Rhinos loss, I took that as a personal loss, too, because I was pulling for you for the Rhinos, not only because of soccer, because of the Rhinos, but because the whole organization and all the work that you guys put in, you know, to bring this team to as far as they went. Certainly, it's been disappointing for everybody, but I can think that how you must feel about the whole thing, where we're so close and yet so far away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we've improved the team over the last 2 years in regards to our home record. Even this year, we were 9-2-2, and you know, that's a plus considering where the team came from 2 years ago. I mean, we had only won 3 games at home that season. So, you know, we have a young team still. You know, the average age was 24 this year. I mean, that may have played a part in not being able to get the goal we needed the other night in a situation, playoff situation, that a team bunkers down. It's not the easiest thing to get in behind and get goals, but maybe an experienced team or maybe a couple of experienced players could have made a difference for us.
Well, certainly, you know, you got to give it to Harrisburg because they came to play. And then, of course, you got all the problem with the referee, the red cards, the yellow cards, and he completely destroyed the game. I know you probably can't comment on it because you're probably going to get fined, but I won't get fined, but I thought that he did a terrible job.
Interesting enough is he's the referee that was in Puerto Rico last year that threw Max out at the end of the game. So,
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's obviously evident in a playoff situation. You would hope somebody would be a little more level-headed in regards to making severe decisions like that, because it impacts both teams. You know, even Harrisburg now going into the final, I mean, there's question marks in regards to two players not being able to play, and even their coach possibly.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to allow the coach to coach.
Today, you know, I sent in the tape in regards to what he did. I mean, it's going to be up to the league. In the past, if that was during the regular season, I would probably say that they would say for sure you're not coaching. But it wouldn't surprise me if they made it okay for him to coach for this next game.
I really, you know, looking from the spectator point of view, you know, I understand, and I've seen it before in my lifetime, you know, when the players and the coach go after the referee. I'm guilty of that myself. But the reality of the thing is that, you know, he persisted, and when the policeman or the security got him, you know, he persisted to want it to go. So,
yeah.
I think there was a little bit a mistake on his part, because he should just say, forget about him, you know. You know, but it was in the heat of the moment, and I know how those things go.
No, and I think in regards to that, I mean, the reality of it is it may hurt them in this next game, but I think it kind of motivated their team a little bit when that happened at halftime, and he wasn't on the bench, and they made him leave. And you know, if I'm a player on their team, you know, I'm going to play a little bit harder. When you got everybody playing a little bit harder, that being a man down really doesn't show as much.
I know.
Well, it was a very intense game, Pat, to say the least. It reminded us of the old Rhinos days with against Hershey and Montreal, and I think the fans who were there were really entertained with the match. But I'm actually going to talk about next year, because I think there's still a lot of question marks regarding what league the Rhinos are going to play in, because we're still in this limbo situation with the United States Soccer Federation, because the NASL was only sanctioned for 1 year. So, as far as you know, Pat, what's the status right now? I mean, have you heard anything regarding if the NASL is going to be fully sanctioned permanently, or we may have another crazy off-season again?
No, I mean, as far as they're concerned, I mean, I really haven't been in tune with exactly what's going on with it. You know, they haven't released anything to say, oh, okay, you know, we've met all the requirements and we're going to be sanctioned for second division. I don't think any of the requirements have been met as far as I'm concerned. You know, they're going to be losing Montreal. They're still spread apart. They're adding another team, San Antonio. And the San Antonio Spurs are actually interested in joining our league. So, I mean, I just don't. We're set to stay in the league that we're in. We felt that it's still a very competitive league. You know, Orlando's obviously showing that they're maybe the top of the class at this point in this league. But I mean, here's Harrisburg that's put together a fine young team that certainly can be competitive against them in the final. So, of course, you know, the two red cards that obviously is going to impact their play a little bit. So, I mean, at this point, I like what I've seen in this league. I think maybe some decisions, there were some poor decisions at the beginning, but, you know, we had enough teams to rally around maybe some poor decisions and still put together a fine season with all the teams. I mean, let's face it, we didn't end up, we were behind Wilmington, Richmond, and Orlando in regards to points. But there wasn't any parity in the league, so it's hard to really say whether that has any value. But we did win the division title, and Orlando's won the division titles, and we were the two teams that came from the NASL. So, I mean, but we were also the two teams last year that were first and second in the other league. So to me, that tells me that league's not any stronger than ours.
Well, also don't forget about Richmond, because they're in the U.S. Open Cup semifinal on Wednesday night. So, I mean, they could conceivably be qualified for the Champions League next year, which would
Did they change it to Wednesday? Because originally it was Tuesday.
I believe it's Wednesday. I'll check that right now as I'm typing furiously. But
no, that's another point. I mean, obviously, to get deep into that tournament like that, and we could have easily been there. I mean, you know, we lost 1-0 to Chicago, and we could have easily scored some goals at the beginning of that game. So, I mean, I think the quality of our team, again, I believe a little experience would help. And I think maybe last year we did have a little bit more of experience because we had some more seasoned veterans in the lineup. I think this year was a little more difficult for Troy Roberts, basically being the elder statesman on the team, and being the only one that maybe has played, you know, MLS. And although you had Cravis Kirk also that had some experience and having played at a higher level. So, no, that does
make
a difference.
The game is on Tuesday. Am I mistaken? Its kickoff is 8:30 at Toyota Park. So, I mean, I think Richmond has a chance to win this game. Chicago is not a strong team this year. They're the tie champions of MLS. They've got like 14 or 15 ties, which is pretty crazy. But one last question before I let you go, Pat. What about the status of the teams in the USL Pro? Do you see any teams dropping out, maybe teams joining next year? I know Dayton was struggled a little bit this year with the league. They were only had one victory, but what do you think about that?
I don't think, from my understanding at this point, no one's expressed any interest in maybe not playing in this division this next year. There's been some interest from other teams in the USL that are interested in playing, so there could be some additions. I think Antigua is probably going to get stronger, and you know, they made the commitment to be in this league, and it's a little more difficult for them, obviously, from a travel standpoint, and also LA is the same situation. So, I mean, ideally, obviously, most of the teams are in the Northeast, so if we were going to add some people, it would be nice to have some West Coast teams. And that was the purpose of keeping those two teams in our league to begin with, because that's where we wanted to expand. So we can become, you know, an 18 to 20 team league, similar to MLS in that matter. We still believe we are the team underneath the MLS at this point that can develop players and be equally as strong as the NASL for that matter.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I'm sure we'll be hearing more in the upcoming weeks regarding what's going to happen with the Rhinos for 2012. Congratulations to you and also to your staff. The staff did an incredible job with handling three teams, the Flash, the Rhinos, and the Rattlers, and got to give your hats off to all of them because they worked tremendously hard this summer and spring, and they deserve a lot of kudos.
No, you know, even the fans, I mean, their support both for us and the Flash from a soccer standpoint, it was tremendous. I mean, especially the women, we went to a brunch yesterday and they were extremely pleased with how things went through this year in regards to playing at Salem Stadium. You know, and just for our fans, our season ticket holders and people that want to look at a season ticket, I mean, we have an early bird special that we felt that we put together to basically thank our fans in a sense. I mean, we reduced our club ticket to $200 that originally was $220. And we're also including a free parking pass for every two that are purchased. It's over a savings of $100. So, I mean, we recognize the economy at this point, and we recognize that, considering all the chaos that went on last year, we think that this is a great, and we're kind of looking at what's going on within our environment here, and we realize that's the price point that's going to make a difference for people. We also have family packages that are less than under $10 per game. So, you know, that we're looking, obviously, to give the people that support us the opportunity to go to an event that's affordable.
Well, Pat, we're definitely we were looking forward to hearing more about what's going on with the Rhinos in the upcoming weeks. And all you people listening out there, Christmas is right around the corner. Don't forget to remember the Rhinos and the Flash for your 2011 Christmas presents for the 2012 season. Pat, thanks a lot as always. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will hopefully be joined by Ashlyn Harris, the goalkeeper and the heroine of the championship match for the Western New York Flash on Saturday. We'll be right back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. 6 locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Until September 16th, club seat passes are just $200, and buying 2 club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti taking it home. Joe Suriani off doing all the things that Joe does. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have Ashlyn Harris on this evening due to prior commitments, but we will try to get her and members of the Flash on after Labor Day to talk more about the 2011 WPS season. We'll be having a taped show for Labor Day. As soon as we have the confirmation on our guests for that show, we will post it on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer, and also our Twitter page at twitter.com/radiosoccer. And you can get to those links by following it on soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Also on our Twitter page, we will be, hopefully, if everything goes well, be tweeting live results and live commentary from the Rochester Lancers matches this coming season, starting with the first ever match for the Indoor Lancers, which comes up on Friday, November 4th in Syracuse. Joe and I are planning on being there for the opening match against the Silver Knights, matchup of Billy Andracki against Tommy Tanner, former Rhinos both. And then the Rhinos, check that, the Lancers will be having their home opener Saturday, November 19th at the Blue Cross Arena against those same Syracuse Silver Knights. Teams in the MISL this year, the classic teams, the Baltimore Blast, Milwaukee Wave, will be in the league once again, and joining them, the Blast in the Eastern Division, besides the Lancers and the Silver Knights, will be the Norfolk Sharks with an X at the end. In the Central Division, the Missouri Comets, who are known as the Kansas City Comets back in the day in the old MISL. And then a franchise in Chicago, which currently does not have a nickname. The playoff semifinals will be in March, March 9th to 11th, and the championship match will be March 16th to the 18th. It's a two-game home-and-home series with a mini-game to decide the series if necessary, much like they used to do in the old North American Soccer League. We also want to let everybody know that we will be putting up a podcast that I recorded earlier on Saturday after the WPS Championship match, featuring interviews with a number of Flash players, coaches, and also owner Joe Salen. We'll be getting that up on our website very soon at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Should be a fitting climax and finish off to the 2011 WPS season. I mentioned earlier about World Cup qualifying starting up with Canada and some teams in the Caribbean. Also want to mention the United States national team has two friendly matches coming up this coming Labor Day weekend. On Friday, they will face Costa Rica, for one of their biggest rivals in the CONCACAF region. That's an 11 p.m. kickoff on ESPN2 to start your holiday weekend. And then on Tuesday, September 6th, the team will be traveling to Europe to take on Belgium. That'll be a 2:30 kickoff on ESPN. So be sure to check out the U.S. United States men's national team with new head coach Jurgen Klinsmann. Another match to keep in mind on Tuesday the 6th for European 2012 championship qualifying, the battle of the home countries as England hosts Wales at Wembley. That'll be at 2:45 on Fox Soccer Channel. So if you have picture in picture, you can watch both matches. Otherwise, you can tape one of them and watch it later. Should be a great few days of soccer. And then the leagues will start up again on the following weekend, the English League, and also hopefully the Italian League, which at this point is still on strike. Finally, one note from today, Barcelona opened up the La Liga season with a 5-0 victory over Villarreal. Two goals from Lionel Messi, and also Cesc Fabregas scoring in his debut with Barcelona. Barcelona one goal behind Real Madrid as they won 6-0 earlier in the weekend, and the great Cristiano Ronaldo had a hat-trick against Real Zaragoza. So it should be a great La Liga season. It should be a great season in Europe. And, of course, the outdoor season done in Rochester, but the indoor season in November starting in the MISL. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Suriani, Bob D'Angelo with the WYSL Controls. Thanks to Pat Erkley for joining us. Of course, Dick Howard, all the staff of the Rhinos and the Flash for a great 2011. Thank you so much for all of your help and all of your courtesy and being there for us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, next Monday, 6:30, a tape show for Labor Day. We'll give you the details on the guests this week at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And it'll be right here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night and have a good holiday weekend, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.